So we're looking at the Eitzes over here. We're learning about Eretz Yisrael. It says, through, in Eretz Yisrael, letter Z, through giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, that a person becomes incorporated in the air of Eretz Yisrael, the Navir of the Eretz Yisrael. Right? We know the air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person smart. So, this is the aspect of the Hevel HaKadosh, the vapor, the holy vapor from the children's mouth that don't have any sin. Right? That Chazal say, the world exists. You know how the world exists? Which is close to the world exists? Only because of the vapors that come out of the mouths of the children learning Torah. That's the use of the word. The world says the world only exists in the mirror of the children, the vapor of the mouths of the children who are learning Torah. The children don't have chet, they have no sin, that the Torah is so pure. That's what the world exists. What? And when a person gives tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, they get incorporated in the air of Eretz Yisrael, which is the aspect of the air, this holy air that has no sin in it. Holy air, the vapor of the mouth, even the vapor of the mouth is kaddish. Not even the words, just the vapor that comes out of the mouth. That alone, that's how the world exists. That kedusha of the Torah, of those little children, that's how the world exists.
Make a distinction between vapor and air? Same thing?
Big difference.
Scientifically, yeah, I guess.
It means the air, but that's what comes out of their mouth. The air, the vapor that comes out of their mouth. I don't know any. Hevel is the vapor, obviously.
Hevel means breath.
All the more so.
Right, Hevel is breath. Or they say like, it means like vapor, like that breath of the children, the breath. Is that fine? Anyways, we're saying over here that through this, through a person connecting to Eretz Yisrael in this way, they have a vatal, harsh judgment and darkness for the world, for the entire world. Through this, a person negates strong judgment and darkness for the world. Through giving tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael, therefore, being more incorporated in the Kedusha and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, through this, a person is mevatel, they negate the harsh judgments. Because harsh judgments, why is the harsh judgments? When Hashem removes His presence, then the harsh judgments kick in. As long as Hashem is there, right, there's no room for a harsh judgment. When Hashem leaves, He pulls away His presence, so to speak, then the din comes off. That's where the heart part. If a person incorporates himself with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, by giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha comes in, sends away the bad.
Practically, living giving tzedakah to Eretz
Yisrael. Exactly.
Giving tzedakah to people who are living in Eretz Yisrael.
No,
very literally.
In that Torah, it talks about two different aspects of tzedakah. Tzedakah in the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, which means like to Torah and to learning, and tzedakah in the Bechina of Chutzlar. It's like wildlife.
Right, there is a thing of actually giving to Eretz Yisrael itself.
I think in that Torah, talking about the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael.
They must.
That's what I'm saying. Like donating to build bridges.
No, there's only the Kedusha, obviously. I don't know. It sounds like you say if you look at the Torah, when he's referring to people learning Torah.
It's only like 100 and something, right? That's really
important. It's from Torah Lama Zayin.
Ah, then I don't
know. Well, Pasha, there isn't any of actually giving people who learn, who are serving Hashem, obviously, who will try to serve Hashem in Eretz Yisrael to give them tzedakah. It means very literally, right?
Tomchai, support.
Well, not absolutely, literally. Literally,
we'll
be giving it to things of building Eretz Yisrael.
Plants.
Oh, it doesn't mean to be a Zionist, but it means to give
people up. Doesn't it?
Maybe that also. If you're helping it, if you learn over there the Torah, it's talking about people who are learning Torah, it's to help this air have a HaKadosh. If by building bridges you can get vapor, fine. Make that burn, the motorcycle. Now, hold on, Pasha is referring to people who are sitting and serving Hashem, trying to serve Hashem, and they need money. They relax over there with the plastic. So saying over here that fine. So give tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. Now my father, after the last year, he collects his tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael. Literally, to give people tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. To get this Indian of tzedakah to connect with Eretz Yisrael. And everybody connects with Eretz Yisrael. You know, from Chutzlars, connect with Eretz Yisrael.
But it's mostly for people learning and doing mitzvahs rather than the opposite.
Right, of course. But he was asking the question, unless they also want to build a bridge to help people. I don't know. Could be, but I don't know if the highest level is helping. If it's helping Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think that's the goal. And that's the main intention. To help people who are trying to serve Hashem.
Maybe a higher level to give to the people that are in verse. also studying Reb Nachman's teaching, spreading the word of Reb Nachman.
It's also very high.
At a higher level.
I guess so.
Reb Nachman's just a good master.
I guess it's also a high level. It's true. The old Jews are good. But you're right. Sure, if you help people spread, help people do tshuva. Sure, it's. Sure. That's what Reb Nachman says. Tzedakah to the tzaddik is the highest tzedakah. That's what Reb Nachman says. The highest tzedakah is to help other people do tshuva. It's helping spread the word of the tzaddik. Spread the tzaddik. That's getting people to do tshuva, getting people to come close to Hashem. So Reb Ezra says, give tzedakah to the rest of the Israelites. Israel. Sure.
To the exclusion of the other chassidim.
No, it's not the exclusion. You say, if you want to do something. But, anyways, everyone, just as we give tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, you use your own intellect, the way to give it to you. It's your choice, free choice. Fine. Also, through this, the person gets saved from bad thoughts during davening. You're giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, he's cleaning the air, cleaning the airspace. Then, he can be saved from bad machshavas. And also, his mind becomes cleaner. And this is the aspect of Tikkun HaBris. For more information, see the Kutum Ran, Torah Mem Dal, Torah 44 in the end. Ches, Eretz Yisrael is a school for children. And it saves a person from machlokes. Also, through Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, a person can merit to know who is the true Rebbe in the generation. And that will cause that truth should be revealed in the world. And everyone will come back to Hashem, even the other nations. Everyone. Serve Hashem. Yishchem Echad. Everyone's going to all serve Hashem. What does it mean? What?
I don't mean that through Eretz Yisrael you'll be able to see who's the Rebbe of the generation.
The more a person is able to merit the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the more it will be clear to him who's the true Rebbe of the generation. The more a person gets Kedusha. So that being here is one aspect, and then connecting to Israel, doing Torah and mitzvahs here, sure adds kedusha to Israel. It's always davening to be zechah to the kedusha of Israel, right? Even like Likutei Tefillos, a lot of times Reb Nachman says, I should be able to get to Eretz Israel. So I heard from Reb Nachman Vorshti, just like last year, he said that when he davens all those tefillos, he asks Hashem, help me come to kedusha to Eretz Israel. Even if you're here, you still miss the boat. The merit of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Down the boat to Eretz Yisrael. Fine, Baruch Hashem.
What is
Sefer then? Kutei Eitzes. From Nachman Breslov. It's Breslov.
Oh, yeah?
Advice from Rabbi Nachman. Oh, so now we're going to look at Shmei Salashin. We're learning about it's a good thing to learn Torah, and also to spend money on Torah, and especially also to give money. I'm going to bring a story from the Zohar Kaddish. We're talking about giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. Giving tzedakah to the Talmid Chachamim to learn Torah. Says it's a medrash. Says the following: Rav Zmir went towards the Kfar Ono, and he saw huge fires in the mountains. So he went to check it out, and he heard noises. He heard voices coming out. So an Arab came over to him and told him, come here, come with me. I'm going to show you what this is. Usually Arab is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gemara usually the Arab merchant is Eliyahu HaNavi. So he met an Arab, and he told him, come with me. He saw he's trying to hear the voices. He said, I'm going to show you very wondrous things which are hidden from people. He went with him behind a rock. He saw more like cracks in the rock with more fires going up from them. And he told him, bend your ear over here. So Reb Zmira bent his ear. He heard voices screaming out. He heard a voice screaming, oi, oi. Here's someone screaming from Gehenna. Here's someone screaming. Even in this world, there are openings to Gehenna. There's openings in this world to Gehenna.
I'm here.
But?
In Yerushalayim.
One's in Yerushalayim. Yeah, on the Shalom, next close to Arzis. So it says, he said, for sure, this is one of the places of Gehenna. Then all of a sudden, the Arab merchant left, and he was just left alone next to one of the openings of Gehenna. And he heard people screaming. Meanwhile, he's walking around, taking a stroll around, you know, Gehenna Lane. on top. He's like going around. He's on top, and he sees, he hears another person screaming. He hears people screaming. And he saw they were taking this guy and putting him in very deep and then taking him out. And putting him in and taking him out. So putting some guy behind him, giving a dip, and like pulling him out. And he didn't see anything else. Then he fell asleep. Rav Zmir fell asleep. And he saw who this was. Obviously, he was a pretty holy man. He probably wanted to see who this was. He fell asleep. And he saw who this man was. He saw, he asked him, he started talking to him. You know, it's regular. You know, you start talking to the gang ahead of him. He's like, who are you? So he said, I'm a Jew who sins. He said, there was no sin that I didn't do. So he told him, what's your name? He said, I don't know my name, because in Gehenna you forget your name. One of the punishments is the person in Gehenna, they can't remember their name, because maybe they're going to get help. They tell people, call for help. You forget your name. That's why at the end of the time, you try to say a pasuk, right, the first and the last letter of your name, so remember your name after the next world. Because remember that pasuk you said your whole life, you'll remember your name. So he said, I don't know my name, because he said, so where are you from? You remember at least where you're from? He told me, yeah, he said, in the Gal HaElyon, in the Har Galil, I was a butcher. And I did very bad things over there. And because of the bad things I did, they judged me three times a day and three times a night. They dropped me in the Gehenna three times every day, three times every night. So Rav Zmir said, let me try to help this guy. He went to the Galil, try to, you know, help this guy do tshuva. And he heard a Tina that was saying, Apostle, if you seek it like silver, and you want the Torah so badly, you want it like you're looking for money, then you understand the ways, the fear of Hashem. So he's trying to understand Hashem's ways. So this person was telling him, you got to search for it. This, right? Because Chazal say, when you hear a little child talking psukim, even though there's no nevuah, the children still have nevuah. So if you want to know something, you're allowed to ask a pasuk they're learning, and that's like a nevuah. If you have a question, you need to know the answer, go with the child and ask a pasuk they're learning, and that is the aspect of nevuah.
Yeah?
Make sure it's a smart kid.
But what does it mean? Until when?
Even now. Chazal said.
No, until what age?
I don't know, just children. Little children. Sally, the ones who don't do chit. Little children.
Like six until six. Before das?
I don't know. I don't know at what age. But you ask them for the Navi, a Patsum Navi, and you'll find your answer. And so, because the guy's telling you, you gotta search for Yiras Hashem. This is what means. You gotta look for it. You wanna understand the Tira of Hashem, you gotta look for it. He went to another Beis Medrash, and he heard another Tidik saying, Bakshu Tedek, Bakshu Adabu Ulit Sashu. You should seek righteousness. Seek humility, meaning Hashem is righteous. You gotta. This guy deserves to be getting. Got to figure out what the story is. He went and he said, you know what? I got to search for this. But how am I going to figure out who this guy is? I'll ask the next kid and maybe he'll tell me a pasuk. I'll figure out who this guy was. So he went up to some kid and even asked him about, and somehow the kid started telling him, this and this man is evil. Some child started telling him about this and this evil man. He said, this man, there was no evil in this world that this man didn't do. That's what this kid is telling Reb Zmira. So he said, this and this bad thing should happen to him and to his mother. So now he went to inquire about this man. He found out who this guy was. He asked around. He said, did this man leave his son in the world? They said, yes. He left his son in the world, but he's a Russia just like his father. He's also a Russia. So he's saying, he's the guy, he's in the butcher house. He's the kid that works in the butcher house. He took after his father. His father died. The same kid. He looked after him, and he took him, and he taught him Torah. He went and he took him to learn Torah until he taught him how to read. He taught him Nikra, Tefillah, and Kriyishma. He taught him Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, until he became very smart. And he became the great Reb Nachum HaPakuli. There's a part of the Gemara, the Reb Nachum HaPakuli. Right? And they call him Pakuli because the Pali said Paku Pliliva. The Pliliya, like these bad Averis, should be taken away. Like Pliliya is like Avon Plilit is like a very bad Avera. So he said, Paku, that this guy got away from the Averas. That he took his father away from judgment from that world. And there were many Chachamim who came away from him, and they'd all given the name Pakuli. You're the Pakuli guy. They named him after this Talmud Chacham to give him more chassid. Now this butcher eventually came to Rebbe Zmira in a dream, and he told him, Rebbe, just like you gave me a Nechama, you gave me consolement, I got out of Gehenna, so too Hashem should console you. Because from the day that my son learned how to read one pasuk, they took me, they stopped judging me, right? We said he had a judgment, they used to put him in Gehenna three times a day, three times a night. When? So they said they stopped, like, they used to like judge me, like, it's like a whole thing. The Rabbi Arjun said, the judgment of the Salvation Shemaim is petrifying. like they judge a person, they re-judge him and re-give him the einish. So first of all, they stop judging me. That alone is a big issue. And they just stop judging me. You have to stand in front of the court. That stuff like a lot of pain, being judged in front of everybody and embarrassing. So first of all, the lady, you learn to read one pasuk, they stop judging me already. That was already one. They still give me the punishment, but they stop at least judging me. That's already one issue. The day he started learning how to read Kriya Shema, they stopped judging me in the day and night. One time. One less Gehenna in the day, one less Gehenna at night. It's pretty good. So once he went to the Beis Medrash, they took away my whole day. The father of Russia, his chassid, started learning Torah, they took away the whole thing. He said the day they called him Rebbe, they put me in a chair. They put me in a chair in Alamab. They set me up a nice chair between all the biggest tzaddikim in Gan Eden. They got me box seats with the tzaddikim. And every time people say Torah in his name, right, they give me crowns. Just like all the crowns of tzaddikim, they learned Torah, they made chidushim, they crowned me. Every day they give me new crowns. So because of you, I was zechut to all this covenant. So praiseworthy is the portion of one who leaves a child in this world that's going to learn Torah. Man, this guy was a mamish of Russia. He was terrible. He was in Gehenna 3 times a day. They're like dipping him in. He's like he's burning. He got judged every day. But because of his son learning Torah, that's how much he saved me. Wow, what a gemara. And also, they went to Amr Abiyach Ben Zaka. One time I was going on the road, and I found a person that he was collecting wood. And I tried talking to him. That's okay. I tried talking to him, and he didn't answer me. I'm trying to talk to him, and like he's not. I'm trying to make conversation with him. Right, Rabbi Ben Zaka said, I'm trying to make conversation with this guy. I'm trying to be nice to him, you know. He's not answering me. So I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to nudge him to talk to me. Finally, he tells me, Rebbe, Meisani, I'm a dead man. I'm not a live man. I can't really talk to him. I'm dead already. He's collecting wood. That was his einish. Guy, be a wood collector. He's the precious eitzim. He's collecting wood. He said, if you're dead, what are you collecting wood for? Dead people don't collect wood. He said, no. He's saying, when I was alive, me and my friends used to do aveiros in my palace, and I came to the meeting because I didn't have a strefa. Now, I have to collect wood. Our job, since we were friends in aveiros, we were criminals together, partners in crime, since we wanted to be friends, our judge says, now you got to collect wood to burn them in Gehenna, and they have to collect wood to burn you in Gehenna. They have collected wood to burn you in Gehenna. And say when they collect wood, they burn me. And then when I collect wood, they burn them. We collect because we want to be friends. So we want to be friends. Now be friends. Now collect wood for each other to burn each other in Gehenna. And he said, how long is your judgment? How long you got to do this for? He say. So. He told him, I'll tell you the truth. I left my wife pregnant in this world. And I know that it's going to be a boy. So make sure he learns Torah. Basically, the guy's like, I'm fried, I'm finished. But what you could do for me is, he's ready to my next will. If you get my son to learn Torah, then that could be the only tikkun for me is to get someone to learn Torah. So that's my tikkun. So he's saying, when he's been smedrish, take him 5 years old to learn Mikra. Because my judgment is, until I have a son in this world that says Baruch Hashem Avarach, I'm being fried. Until my son says Baruch Hashem Avarach, then that's when they said, that's the psach, then they'll take me out of Gehenna. Until then, I'm staying in Gehenna and I keep collecting these things. We see how important it is to have a ton to learn Torah, or the Chazal say further, or to support people in Torah. It's the same thing. To support people in Torah, also a person is there, they support that Torah, then that's the Torah that's going to their cheshbon. And that's what Hashem asks, Midas Adin says in front of Hashem, why are you so nice to the Jews? The Torah says, you lo yisav Hashem, you don't favor anybody. So Hashem says, how could I not favor them if they favor me? I mean, it's just me the Kedegadim, I'm not really favoring them. If they go all out to serve me, and they go, so I'm doing that for them. I'm not changing any justice. I work with me, the Kedegadim, the measure for measure. So if they're going all out to serve me, I'm allowed to go all out to serve them. I'm not doing anything. I treat you the way you treat me. So you treat me very well. I'll treat you well. Right? You go beyond the letter of law for me. I'll go beyond the letter of law for you. I'm doing justice. That's justice. And they said that, why? He says that they sit and learn Torah in groups that, right, and they even pay their people to, they don't have so much money, they pay people to teach them in Torah and teach their children Torah. So they go out of their way. They sit there, Meister Nefesh for Torah, they sacrifice their life on Torah. So if they get out of the way for me, I'm allowed to go out of my way for them. It's nothing wrong. I'm not being unjust. I'm not doing extra. I'm not being extra nice to them. They go out of the way for me, so I'm allowed to go out of my way for them. They don't go just with the stiff rules. Oh, it's too hard for me. I don't do it. So I could also go out. That's fine. That's okay. That's what Hashem tells them. Wow. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Shachyanu?
Yeah. We only took 3 hours together today.
3 hours together?
Was it?
You can tell me a story. Stop coming back. Sorry, tell me a story. You can tell me a story.
Oh, an Arab ran into an ambulance of Esumizion inside the tunnel.
Yeah.
Just going from Beitar to Gilo took an hour and a half.
The Arab ran into the ambulance?
Well, the big Esumizion place, Arab ran into it on purpose.
He ran into it with his car.
His car, yeah. Inside one of the tunnels.
Yeah.
So the tunnel road was stopped up for a long time.
Wow.
They arrested the Arab on suspicion of doing it on purpose for nationalist reasons.
Right.
Took a long time to escape the tunnel.
She just set him on fire.
I was on line 291. Before 291 comes every 20, 30 minutes. There were two of them before me in the when I got to Zach's, another one was directly after me.
So we're holding now in the Gemara on Daf Ches Amar Al Pesachus Beit 8a. We're holding.
It's
8a. 8a, I think. Four lines at the bottom. We're going to learn now. We're going to try to learn now.
The female soldier got stabbed in the neck by an arrow. Yard wouldn't work. Yard again, do it at death.
There's a connection, I suspect. Yesterday, the Ministry of Defense, Bogi Yalon, said that he's in favor of gay marriages in Israel.
We have a share enough for tomorrow.
Thank you. Four lines from the bottom.
Four lines from the bottom. So again, we're in the Gemara, right? We could. Right, what do we say, Tana? We're saying now, we said you have this koi, that you have this animal, it's a dam, if it's a chaya or a behemoth, so we're not sure if you have to do kisi adam on it. And we said that you shouldn't, if you have nothing prepared, but before Yom Tov, you can't shaft it. Right? Correct? You can't shaft it. You can't slaughter it. But we said the scenario is you don't have any sand prepared. Good? You have no sand prepared from earlier, you have no dirt prepared to do kisi adam. If so, if the scenario is talking about where you don't have anything to do kisi adam with, my area is suffic. Why are you saying the case? Why my area? Why are you making the case suffic? Why are you making the case that we're in a case of a suffic? Afilu vadei nami. Look, even in the case of vadei. And also, you also shouldn't be allowed to shecht. So why is the case that you don't have the sand? So you don't have the sand prepared, correct? So why you tell me a case of a suffik? Why do you have to tell me that a case of a suffik there you can't do kisi adam? Even in the case of vada, you can't do kisi adam, right?
If you don't have it prepared.
Yeah. right?
In case of the five that we don't have it repaired. Don't have any covering repaired.
Right. Right. In the case of I don't have any repairs. Right, meaning, if you could tell me a case of a definite, why are you giving me a weird case of a suffix? Tell me a case of a vata. Why don't you just tell me a case, a regular case, where you have a certainty, you certainly have a chaya, you have a chaya, right? You have a case of a chaya. That you don't have the proper sand prepared, you can't do kisi adam. I finish, you're not allowed to dig. Very simple, right?
Since you can't cover,
therefore we don't let you shech because we're not going to let you shech because we're not going to let you negate a mitzvah saseh. If you shech, you're going to be stuck. You're not going to be able to cover. Why don't we want you to shech? Because we don't want you to put yourself in a situation that you're not going to be able to cover. True.
But in order to shech, you have to have something to cover with. He doesn't have to cover with, so he says,
don't check. Good. Perfect. So the Gemara says, so why tell me a case of a suffix, just say a case of a vadai, a case where you're certain that it is, a case where you're certain that it's going to be, you need a case of Adam. So the Gemara says, let me buy a cover. So first, let's see Rashi in the question. Afilu vadai nami. Four lines to the bottom in Rashi. Afilu vadei nami. Even in the case of vadei also, why can the Braisa be talking about a case of certainty that you certainly need kisi adam? The hakka beis hillel kaima, because we hold like beis hillel, the asri that is usher to do to dig. The afilu diyevet, it's usher to shech even with the yevet beloy dekir not. If you don't have a shovel stuck in the ground, according to beis hillel, you shech. What does beis hillel say in our mishnah?
Cannot do it. However, Bidi Evid,
yeah.
After the fact, you can.
But what's
you can't, spade
in the ground.
But the qualifications are that you have to have spade in the ground.
Right. If you don't have that,
you can't do it.
So why can't the Bryce just tell me a case? Of a vada, right? Why can't the Bryce just say, you're not allowed to shech something on Yom Tov, right? If you don't have dirt, you can't shech even a certain, even if it's for sure chai, right? And if you shech, you can't cover his blood, even after the fact. You still can't shech it because you still, even after the fact, you still can't cover the blood because you're not allowed to dig. So let it be just be by Hillel. And let the price be talking about a case of Vada. Why do you give me this fancy case of a koi? You're not sure what it is. Just tell me a case of a Vada. If halacha stands true in a Vada, you should tell it to me in a normal case of a Vada. If you're telling me this halacha only applies in the case of suffix, what does that apply?
Maybe you can't
in a Vada, maybe you can. Right. In the case of a vade, it will be different. Right. That's what it implies. But it's not true. So why just tell me the case of a vade, and then I'll understand. Even a vade, you can't do it. You want to say, Iyach imayi, you're something. Why are you making the case of the something? Because of a vade, even in the case of a vade, it's a, you can't shecht it, and you can't do kisi adam. So the Gemara answers, loy mi bayi kamar. We're saying a loy mi bayi. Which means, loy mi ba'i vada. I don't need to tell you, in the case of a vada, the loy lishchay, right? I don't need to tell you a case of a vada that you're not allowed to shech. It's simple. Of course you can't shech. Of course you're going to negate your kisi adam. I will suffix, but in the case of a suffix, by a koi. Ema, maybe say, mishum simchas yomtev, because of simchas yomtev, lishchay, maybe you should shech. The loy lichasi, don't cover it over. Let's see, Rashi, let me buy a comment. Paul did not cut two lines at the bottom. This that we took on to say the case of Koi, ain't Shaykhudin. Kol Shekei Chai Gemurah. All the more so, you shouldn't Shekh Chai Gemurah, which is a definite Chai, had to Uno Kisa, which needs to be covered over. But who ain't a Yachal, you're not able to because you don't have sand. So it's true, for sure, that case you can't do, for sure, in the case of Avad. So why do you tell me the case of Koi? Ulu Rabusa Ashmeina. The Rabusa to wrap, to make it larger, to tell me a chiddush you want it. You make it known to me to teach me a chiddush. Ulu Rabusa Ashmeina Koi, but let me vote Ivada. I don't need to tell you a case of a vada. Say, I don't need to tell you a case of a vada. Because it's simple a case of a vada. that for sure, if you don't have the proper stuff, you can't check. Right? Because you can't go and have a scenario where you definitely need Kisi Adam and not and Shech and not to Kisi Adam. Right? That's simple to me. Right? If you have a case of Avada. Right?
And no
earth prepared. Of course, it's simple to me that you can't Shech. Because you have for sure negated a certain mitzvah sase of Kisi Adam. But in a case of a Safik, what's the case of here? I'm not sure if I have a mitzvah the rights of Kisi Adam or not. 50-50. Good? So you're not going to let me shach, maybe, because there's a 50% chance I'm going to negate mitzvah to say of Kisi Adam.
And I have no dirt prepared. Right? Okay.
I have no dirt prepared. So therefore, there's a 50% chance I'm going to negate a mitzvah to say. Right? So maybe you wouldn't let me do it.
Meaning it's not necessary to tell me the case of the court?
That
can't
I know the case
of Vada.
I don't need to know the case of
Vada.
That's the
worst
question.
The court can't be there to teach you that.
That's the question. What's the wise answer?
I don't Vada. Why do I need the case of the court?
So that's the question. Good.
It can't be to teach me because I already learned that from Vada. The court can't going to teach me what Vada's, with the obvious or the definite teaching, right? The isn't the question more like, why are you teaching me? Why are you bringing in koi? Because I can't use koi to learn how to die. I already know what the die is, or
opposite,
somewhat.
Or you can say you should tell me about it.
In the case of a bother where I have a positive commitment, I have an explicit. I say.
That's still the question. You ready? They went back to the question. No. Okay, maybe you could say it like that.
Okay.
Oh, so what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer, let me buy you. You don't need a vada, the loyalish chod. You don't need to tell me a case of a vada. The Gemara's answer. You don't have to tell me the case. The question was, tell me a case of a vada. The answer, you don't have to tell me a case of a vada, the loyalish chod.
Because it's obvious.
It's pretty obvious that we don't let you negate the mitzvah tzaseh. Not because you don't have, so you can't do it. If you don't have, we don't let you. We're not going to let you shech without doing kisi adam. Right? Because you have to do a mitzvah. We're not going to let you go ahead and not to maybe in a situation where you can't do the mitzvah. Right? But.
Isn't in the case of a vada where for sure I have a mitzvah to say, right? And yet, you don't have what to cover with, I'm not going to let you negate it. So for sure, by the case of a suffix, I'm not going to. You don't need to bring the case of a suffix because I have the case of vada. It's already giving me the full mitzvah to say. Therefore, we're not teaching. It must not be that.
Question? Which point? Which point do you? The question. What is answer? Mars said, "My ear is suffering a feel of adinamina." Right. That's what you're. The question or the answer?
In the question.
Fine. In the question. Fine. You're saying it's a culture
game. Right, it's a culture game. In the case of a bad eye, I have a mitzvah to say, right? Well, the more so for a suffix.
Yeah. So what's he want to answer? He wants to say no. Vada, I know already. Vada is simple to me. However, suffix, I wouldn't be so sure. Yeah, so saying, the more is saying, just because even, let's say you would tell me Vada, I wouldn't know suffix. Right, so why answer? Just because you tell me Vada, I wouldn't know suffix. Because maybe in the case of Vada, it's simple, you're certainly negating a mitzvah saseh, right? But me shachti now, with no sand, no dirt, I'm for sure negating the mitzvah saseh of kisui adah, correct? But by selfish, maybe, we won't care so much. We'll let you shach. You're not going to be able to do kisui adah. Doesn't bother us.
Maybe you don't have kisui adah.
Because first of all, there's 50% chance you don't have the mitzvah. Because maybe you get potter. But what about the 50% chance that I do have to do the mitzvah? Say, since we also have another halach over here, Simchas Yom Tov. So that will tilt the scale, right? And say, even though you're right, there's a 50% chance you're missing out your mitzvah asay. But since it's important for you to have the food for Simchas Yom Tov, we'll be lenient and we'll let you shacht with after kisi adah. That's what you might think, right? That's what you might think. You're right, 50% chance I'm negating your mitzvah. But because it's only 50%, and also you have another halach that I'll gain Simchas Yom Tov if you let me shacht it. Therefore, maybe you should shacht it. Kamash alone, we say no. Comes the bride, says, teaches me, no, you're not supposed to shacht it. It was all your chashbainas and simchas yom. Still, since there's a 50% chance you're going to end up not doing kisi adam, you're negating a mitzvah, therefore we don't let you do it. That's Gamash one. Comes the Gemara and says, it's very hard to understand such a thing. Because that means you're telling me your scenario in the ratio is that you don't have Kisei Adam, right? What was the ratio? The ratio is, what the ratio? The ratio said, what's the ratio? The ratio said, A. So if I did, let's say A. The ain't shafted I said
yeah. Ain't shafted I said
yeah. Ain't shafted I said yeah. Ain't shafted part. The
ain't shafted. And the key said that's all.
Ain't shafted.
This is regarding a koi, correct?
Right.
And this is the safer, correct?
The ratio said ain't shafted I yomto. The ratio said don't shafted. That's the ratio.
I'm yomto.
And don't shafted I yomto. And the Sefer says, if you already shafted it, you can't cover the blood. If you already shafted it, you can't cover the blood. Right? That's the ratio, that's the Sefer. Now,
the Eve shoved the.
It shoved it. Fine, it's in. It shoved the den.
If you shafted it, see you.
If you shafted it, you can't cover, you can't cover the blood on Yom. Right? You can't go. Now, if you tell me the ratio is there's no dirt, right? If you tell
okay,
me
that's the difference because ain shoktin is like future tense, and the eve shokto is like if you did past tense.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? That's a whatever. It's a border.
So what are we saying? Ain shoktin on yomto, right? You can't shoktin on yomto, right? Now you told me here there's no dirt, right? So why do you tell me a second later? If you shoktin it already, but yeah, then it don't cover. And so there's no dirt here.
Right, if it's ain shoktin, it must be no dirt. And therefore, the second part also has to have no dirt.
It has to flow, it has to make sense. Mm-hmm. So what does it sound like? It sounds like, from the fact you tell me, if you shafted it, then don't cover it. It sounds like there is dirt.
Right. There has to be a challenge. They can't both agree. The ratio and the Sefer can't agree, so there's got to be a difference between the two, which you talked about before, no? That's why you have, there's got to be, I don't say conflict, there's got
to
be...
They can agree, they just, it has to be something added to
different. There has to be something different between the ratio and Sefer. There has to be a different topic. So this topic is that there probably is dirt in the Sefer.
So that means here also you have to say that there is dirt. You can't say there's no dirt. That's mean there is dirt. So basically, so if so, back to our question again. So if there is dirt, right, so back to the question. So if you have dirt, why is it right to tell me in the case of a Sefer, and not in the case of a body. Now we're back to square one. Right? Whatever. We had a question. Right? We had a question over here. We said that if so, if there's no dirt, why are you telling me in case of a safek? Tell me in case of a body. So we said maybe we'll be leaning simchas yom tov to the safek. But now you're telling me that the cases are there is dirt.
Right?
So if there is dirt, so back to the question. And what's my question? Now? If
what's
there
the
is
question? How come that this thing is osur? To why are you bringing me in the case of the koi?
Why bring the koi?
Yeah,
if your case is right, if you have a regular case, there is dirt, right? You tell me there is dirt, and koi ain't shafted, right?
So you're saying in the
ratio and
the safe, there is dirt in both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the flaw. So what's our case? If there really is dirt, and still, in a case of a koi, we don't want you to shaft it. And even if you shaft it, you can't cover it all, right? So then what's the, so then, we're going to want to know, so then we're back, really back to the question. So what's our case? What's our case? Why in our case? Really, our question is, what's the difference between Safek and Vadeh? Why also in our case? In our Mishnah, what do we say? In our Mishnah, what do we say? You shouldn't shaft Mishilah, right? But with the Evit, if you shafted it, you have dirt prepared, you could do it. Good? What does this price to say?
You do it.
Even with the Evit, you can. Right. Why? Because it's a case of a Safek. What's the difference? What's the difference between this case and a Vadeh? So really, the question really now is not so much, you should have said a case of a Vadeh. The question is, what's the difference? What's the difference between this case and the Vatay? That's the way I started. That's the way I started off. It said, "Kai ein shaftin sevi yomtov." So we said, just cover it over. Fine. Basically, went back to the question: why can't you? What's the difference between a case of a Vatay, our Mishnah, and this price? Well, let's see Rashi first. The question on their original Pshat. Original Mishnah told us that you're allowed to shaft with the other. He still holds your left. This is telling you no. Even after the fact, you can't cover it. Why not? So let's say top Rashi. Bahamad Khani Seifa Kalam, I mean this is like this. Bishlama ain't shechtin the ratio. I could understand the ratio, what you tell me don't shecht it. What isrich? We need it. Could the ka'amr, like you told me, right? Why? To light him that you shouldn't start saying. You shouldn't say nishchet that you're allowed to shecht it. Mishvat kvayd yamta because they're honor of yamta. But like he's without covering.
Like we just said.
Right. Saying if, tell me the ratio. Fine, the ratio makes sense. Ain shechta is in a case where you have no dirt, and you would think for covered yamta you don't have to cover. Comes teacher says no, you still have. You're not allowed to shechta. Fine. Ela seifa the tani in mechasen, but the seifa that said you can't cover it over. Either lesley chada mehani. If there is not to you one of these options. L'chasas, one of these ways to cover it. Right? Iles le'chada mehani from these, l'chas to cover it. Either you don't have the shovel stuck in the ground, you don't have the sand box, you don't have anything. So my Yisrach le'ishmei, what do you have to tell me? By the way, don't cover it. So, hashta vade im chasin. So, something mi bayi. So, if you're telling me, if you're in a scenario you don't have dirt, right? And you didn't have dirt, and in the case of Vaday, I know already you're not supposed to cover it, right? Hashta Vaday, in a case where you don't have dirt, in the case of, right, we're still on the point, there's no dirt. So in the case of Vaday, I know you shouldn't cover it over, you're not allowed to. So suddenly, but you need to tell me in the case of Suffolk, that in a case where you don't have dirt, that you're still not allowed to cover it? Of course you're not allowed to cover it.
Meaning you need to bring me the case of the Suffolk. We're still asking on the whole Kamash Malan case. You need to bring me the case of the Suffolk in like to teach me that you don't need to cover it. I already know.
If you don't have anything, of course you can't dig the cover. Even in our Mishnah, right? If you don't have any dirt, are you allowed to cover it? In the case of Avad, you have no dirt, you're allowed to cover it? Hanan, if you have no dirt.
In the Mishnah,
if you had no dirt, you're allowed to cover it?
Basilus says no.
If you have no dirt, everyone, even Basilus would say no. So everyone knows now. If you have no dirt, in the case we have zero dirt prepared, okay. What's the halacha? You're allowed to start digging?
No.
So saying has the vade imchaz in a case of certainty where it's certainly chayv and kisi adam, you don't cover it over on right even with yevi. No, so suddenly, boy, you need to tell me a case of a suffix, right? You need to tell me a case of a suffix. Of course, it's simple. So elishma. So you can't tell me the price is telling me that there's no dirt. If the race is no dirt, the seifa also is no dirt. It doesn't make sense. You don't need to tell me the seifa, that you don't need to the seifa to teach me that you can't cover it. Elish mami, no, rather we hear from here, but the islam must be really, there is dirt in this price.
Right.
And therefore it's a chiddush in Suffolk. Now what's the chiddush in Suffolk? The legabe vadai, regarding a case of vadai, the case where you certainly need kisui adam, mechasen over there, b'diyevi, you could cover it. Vashmi ini, you're coming to teach me now, the Suffolk life. Then in the case of a Suffolk, you're not allowed to cover it. The kashlam, that's still a question, this was still hard to us to understand. Amai ein mechasin, why are you not allowed to cover it? Either you could call like the shita of Rabbi Huda, use Rabbi Huda sandbox. Even if you, or be if Rakiru, why can't you cover the case of a Suffolk?
You're going to tell me that it's already prepared.
Right, so it's prepared. So
the Suffolk, so should also be prepared for the Suffolk too. If you're going to tell me a base case that it's already prepared.
So I'll let it, yeah, so
let it be prepared for the Suffolk also.
Meaning in the case of Suffolk, we're talking about it's prepared. What do you mean, let it be prepared?
If you're saying that there's already dirt, you're telling me now that there's already
dirt. In the Bryce, though, right? The Bryce is already dirt.
Now, if there's already dirt, what's the difference if it's a Suffolk or a Vada? It's prepared.
Yeah, so why is it different? Huh? What's the difference? Suffolk and a Vada. If you tell me the case is prepared, right? But originally we said it's not prepared, right? Now we're switching. It really is prepared.
There's already dirt. If there's dirt, so what are you bringing me to get?
Why can't you use it?
Right.
Why with the Yevi? Tell me, with the Yevi, you can't use it. Why not? It's prepared, right? Yeah. So it's like in a case of a Vaday, if it's prepared, you could use it. What's the next case of a Suffolk? Also, you should be able to use it. So that's the wise question. How do we understand this price that with the Yevi, you can't use it? So let's see the Gemara. El Amara, Rava, Sushi, Rava, Rava. Ever Kira Mukhan Levaday, the Enai Mukhan Levaday. A case of Efer Kira, it's prepared, when you prepare it, you have in mind to prepare it for a case of certainly, where you certainly need it on an animal, on a chai, that you certainly need the kisi adam. The A, mukhan l'safik, but it's not considered prepared, it's still considered muksa regarding an animal which is a safik, which is very, very hard to understand. Really, the only thing that's said, we'll see tomorrow later how Rav explains some in different words, but the way it's said here makes no sense. So we're thinking right now means that even though you brought it in for all purposes, it will only help you for things that you definitely need to use it for, and not for things that maybe you need it for. So it will only help you for a chai and not for a kai. Good?
Yeah.
Now the Gemara doesn't make too much sense to the Gemara. It makes no sense. Because what's that supposed to mean? If it's prepared, it's prepared, right? How can you prepare it only for a vali and not for a stuff? What does that mean? If you had a mind to use this thing, who cares about my animal? I'm not sure if I need to do kisei adam. What's the difference? It's prepared, it's prepared. So why doesn't even ask the unquiet? We want to just ask, like, maybe you mean you have a different issue. Right. The Gemara says, it's not by suffix, what's the issue is not prepared. The Gemara says, maybe you mean you have a different issue here. We didn't even, like, deal with this. Like, it doesn't make sense to us. It's something prepared for body, not prepared for stuff, right? So the Gemara says right away, what's the reason why by suffix you can't do kisei adam? Maybe your issue is you're making a hole. Your issue you told me about mukhan, it doesn't make any sense to me. So why would we say, oh, so you mean my problem by suffix is that you're digging a hole? We don't want you to dig a hole. But if so, vadei nami, in the case of vadei also, where you need kisei adam also, kavod guma, they're also making a hole. Elo, so rather, what's the pshat? How you let him make this hole? The Rebbe Abba, because you hold the Rebbe Abba. That hole, mikalko, right, the previous page you said on top of Chatzbet Alam, it's mikalko, it's destroying, so you're not chai for making a hole. So,
it can't be that.
No,
Abba is
Mkalko.
Abba is Mkalko.
Look at the previous page on the top. Abba, I said, I meant to come on. Father, is Mkalko.
Okay. So,
Abba?
Yeah. Look at the second line, first word on the
right. Abba. Fine? So, saying. He'll go to Abba. Now, what did Rabbi Abba say? Since digging a hole is makalkal, you're not chayiv. So we're saying, hachanami, here also in the case of a suffix, what's the difference? The same third. Even if you have a suffix, you can see that, because Rabbi Abba, go to Rabbi Abba. Go like Rabbi Abba.
Right.
That it's not considered digging. It's fine. So what could be the issue? Why is suffix such an issue even with the other? Why is it any worse than vada?
So it just blew out digging the hole. That didn't work at all, right?
Right. Let's see Rashi Mukhal Vade about the inner Mukhal Safik. Let's see Rashi over here. Four lines from the down the narrow line. Because we're thinking now the Hachikon. This is what Rabbi Meitzer is saying. Af al God that even though the daite l'chol mili, that your mind was on it for using for all purposes. Your mind was on the sand to use it for all purposes. Still, hachnasasi, bring it into your house, my elis levadai. It will help for a case where you need it for sure. But anyone else does, it's not going to help you for stuff. Regarding stuff, it's still mukta. It didn't help. Comes Rashi, he says the Parchina, we ask, the Kivan the Daita, since your mind is on it, when we show him the Akta, let you have no issue of Mukta, because your mind is on it. Suffik, my time, Ulema Chasinu. In case of this, why don't you cover it?
Sorry, Suffik, my time, what is the reason you don't cover it?
If you're going to tell me in the case of Vada, you're allowed to cover it,
right?
That it helps. He's asking, in the case of Safik also, you should be able to.
In the case of Fadai. Yep. If your mind is on it for a case of Fadai, it should also out for a case of Safik. Okay. Ella, what must be? We should go, Guma? Bit me, it's a wonder. What must be your issue over here? Maybe because you're making a hole. It's not Mukta here, right? Your Mukta makes no sense. Your Mukta, you told me, makes no sense. It should be mukta for a valley, and it's for a valley, it's prepared for a suffix that's mukta. That makes no sense to me. Rather, must be. They have a different issue here. The issue is, Gumar. That you're digging a hole? Agas Gumar Bitria. Then why say, what do you mean? In case of Vada, you also have the issue of making a hole. Elok Rub Abba must be Elok Rub Abba. So, well, Rabbi, like what Rashi, Vade Abba. Vade, my time of Shoris, Kurub Abba. In the case of Vade, it was wise enough to be. Look, Rabbi Abba, that Rulah, Makalkal, Ufatu, Rishallah. Makalkal, Ufatu, so here also in the case of Safik also, you're the same Tvar and Makalkal, so we're still stuck. What's the difference between the case of a Safik and a Vade? In the case of a Vade, you're telling me, but yeah, but it's good. You could do Kisa. Here, in the case of Safik, you're still telling me that it's not good. Fine. Stop. Yeah, sorry, yeah, but it's
a question is, like Rabbi Yehuda said to bring the Rabbi into the sandbox, he brings in the sand.
Right.
Because his kavana is on the sand, even though he doesn't designate it, the fact is that he could use it for a badai.
Wait, that's designated. By bringing a sand back into your house, that itself is a designation.
Designation? So why would it work for the sand? Why can't you
have
it? That's what? The question is.
Is it because your kavana of bringing it still wanted to use it for something that was badai, or just the fact that
you took your hand? You don't want to be more than bringing it to you. So that's why it says it must be that it doesn't like that, so it says, oh, maybe you're talking, it must be that you have a problem with a hole. You're thinking a hole. Because it can't be that. It can't be that for a bada is forbidden for a subject.
I'm designating
it.
Yeah.
You can't
put your mind on or off, or you can't distinguish your mind or your mind.
Try to find another answer.